This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
And now for this week's StoryCorps. Eve Creelman lives in Evanston with her husband, Britt, and their daughter, Vivian. Vivian is 8 years old, and like all of us, she's been trying to make sense of the pandemic. As part of our StoryCorps series, Vivian talked with her mom about the frustrations of going to school online. And Eve reminded her daughter that there have also been some surprising moments of joy these days.
What do you think of this pandemic?
I think it's really hard because we can't go to school. And because we can't go see our friends and we can't go see faraway relatives. And so I don't think this pandemic is very good.
So what grade are you in right now?
Second grade.
Tell me a little bit about what school is like for you right now.
It's really hard to do learning on the computer or the iPad because sometimes the network doesn't work and stuff like that.
My school is a little different. I am actually in person with my students. So I teach first grade and I have a class of 16 students and 8 of them come in the morning and then they leave at lunchtime. But then the other 8 students of mine come and I teach them the same thing that I taught in the morning. It's kind of hard, to tell you the truth. What are you looking forward to in the future when all of this is behind us?
I'm just going to say one because I could go on for hours. I will be looking forward to going and visiting our cousins and our family and getting to see them again.
I just kind of have a picture in my mind of dropping you off at your school again, just like we used to last year, you know, pulling up to the curb and giving you a kiss and having you run off and go in the building. That will be really different. We've gotten kind of used to this new way. What do you think that'll be like?
You get to actually have recess and have real assemblies again. Nobody will be like sleeping anymore or anything like that. Or like they are not going to be on like mute or they're not going to turn off their screen.
All those funny things that happen when you're learning on a screen, right? Those won't happen anymore.
Mom, when you look back on this time, what will you remember about this time?
I will remember all the time that we spent together as a family. But I think I will also look back on this time and really feel like it was a hard time in my life, but that we got through it together. We made it fun as a family. I'll think about all the games we played, and I'll think about all the books that we read together. A lot of movies that we watched. What do you think if you look back at this time in your life, like let's say 10 years from now, what do you think you'll think about this time in your life?
I'll think it was a very strange time and actually it was kind of beautiful. It was a change and so it would be something I would really remember.
We've been talking about how hard it is, but there's also beauty in the challenge, isn't there?
Yeah.
That was Eve Creelman talking to her daughter Vivian. They were recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. If you want to record an interview, you can sign up for a StoryCorps Chicago virtual recording booth session. A facilitator will help guide you. That's at StoryCorps.org/Chicago.